Welcome to Be Motivated Monday, BMM, the podcast. We hope to provide insight and inspiration to empower you in your Monday to be your best self. We might get in your business, challenge you to be introspective, do a little personal reflection, and set our BMM intentions through what we call affirm action to lead you to self-accountability, because Monday is motivating. Listen to BMM the podcast at bmm@trinamall.com or follow us on Apple and our Google podcast. Hello, I'm Trina Mall, BMM host. The key to a successful second half is a change of heart, a change in the way you view the world, and order your life. Bob P. Buford. Be motivated Monday, the second half. Happy Monday. Happy June. We took a little break and now we're back. Today we celebrate our 160th episode. I truly cannot believe 160 episodes later, and here we are together as a community and are being motivated each Monday. Thank you, thank you, and thank you again. Thank you for listening to BMM, the podcast. So I have two favors. The first one is rate BMM. If you already have, thank you. If you have not, please rate and review us on Apple, especially Apple and Google Podcasts. And second favor is please share this podcast with someone today or at least in the next 7 days. Thank you. Well, here we are, mid-year 2024, halfway through, halftime, or what we will refer as the second half of 2024. I was recently thinking about halftime or the second half of a game, football, basketball, you choose. The game is being played to the best of the player's abilities. The vision of the outcome of the game has been seated in their minds and their hearts. They can see it. They have set goals on how the win or success of the game has been outlined. They've done this through their playbook. And then they go out and play the game, doing their part to the best, again, of their abilities. Buzz! Now it's halftime. Halftime or the second half. I wonder if those players are thinking about the same things I'm thinking about today. Where did the time go? Okay. So the players retreat. They huddle to assess, review, and reset where and what they did in the first half to determine what the second half will be. Now the second half begins. BMM community, here we are, our second half. Time to step back, huddle with ourselves, our friends, our family, whoever is part of your community to assess, review, and reset. Are you aligned with your 2024 vision? Maybe you need to review your vision. When is the last time you looked at your vision board, book, your notes, or goals? Okay, maybe you are aligned with your vision, and that is totally awesome. Maybe you are achieving all the goals you set out for 2024, and if so, I am applauding you. Keep up the good work. Maybe you might want to stretch yourself a little bit more if you've achieved all those goals. However, for those of us that might need to reset and revisit our vision, it's time to do so. It's time to look back to the vision, to ask yourself, what was your vision? Where were you trying to go? How will you get there? Can I share one thing? It's one step at a time, one goal at a time. And guess what? You still have time. It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop. Confucius. Now, let's review a few things. You might want to Grab your paper, notes, pen, and journal these, and possibly go back and revisit. What have you learned or know about yourself that is helping, supporting, moving you forward in your goals? What have you learned or you know that is hindering you? What have you achieved and or accomplished in the first half? Now, I need for you to write this down in full detail, and as long as it takes, write down your accomplishments. See, I believe you got to know your accomplishments to apply, to affirm, and to continue to keep yourself motivated. Next, what new people connections have you made in the first half? What have you been dreaming about? And last, how are you doing in your big seven? What we refer to as the big seven of spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, mentally, professionally, and I'll put a bonus, relationally. If you have not reviewed these areas in your life, well, it's time, and the time is now. So let us pause. Now breathe. Another breath in and out. Okay. You might have to re-listen to the questions that were asked, the prompt questions, and go back as many times as possible. But remember, as they say, Rome was not built in a day, nor will you assess and review in one day. Take the time for yourself. Remember, we're in the huddle room. Now give yourself time to truly think through what have you done to move forward, where you want to go, and where you want to be by the end of this year. I would like to remind us all, in a world where there is always so much going on, that's what we call life, to give yourself a hug, a laugh. Look at yourself in the mirror. Now, this one I really want you to do for at least 10 seconds. And I mean, truly look at yourself. Shout out all the good, the wonderful, the positive, amazing things about yourself. Speak to you about yourself. And also shout out one accomplishment or affirmation that is meaningful to you. Hey, I have an affirmation that if you might need a little help when you're looking at yourself for those 10 seconds, here you should shout out, I am here right now, and I will achieve all that I have desired for 2024. Okay, it's now time to reset. Reset to your where, your how, and your when. Remember, you've got time, and focus on what you can control and influence. Let me repeat that again. Focus on what you can control and influence. Now, let's vision yourself. It's our last Monday of December of 2024. Where do you see yourself? Be as detailed and specific as possible with you. Be honest and truthful. Remember, one step, it's your life, it's your vision. And if you have only one thing you envision for the end of 2024, or maybe you have a few, that's all that matters. A reminder, it's your life. Now, as we conclude, a few last questions I would like for you to think about. What are you going to change immediately? I mean, like right now, this day, in the next 7 days. What do you need to change that might take a little longer, like in the next 30, 60, or 90 days to get to your last Monday of 2024? Now, really be intentional and write those steps down. What are you thinking? What's in your mind? Are they good, positive, empowering, motivating, inspiring? Are they actionable? change your thoughts, you change your life. What are you saying? Are you saying words of life, words of affirmation, words that motivate you, words that ignite you into commitment and action, words of gratitude and honor? Change your words. What are you doing? Are you making things happen for yourself, or have 6 months passed and life happened and it just happened to you? It's time to get up. It's time to stretch, pause, breathe, assess, review, and reset. The time is now. What will you continue to do that is working? That's so key. What will you continue to do that is working? And last, what will you start doing that you've been putting off? Maybe a certification, maybe a degree or program, maybe starting that business. Remember, one step at a time. Now commit to yourself that you will do what you've set out to do, that you will achieve and complete your goals, and you are determined to completion by December 2024. And capture who you need to help you with completion of this goal or vision. Like, who are your people? And then set some realistic dates, check-in, and completion times. So here we are. Halftime, second half huddle. And we know just one thing, we got to keep moving. We have to reset our mind, our words, and our actions to align with the next plays we will make. Remember, one play at a time. We assess what we did do and we did not do. Now we'll return back into the second half, fired up, motivated, inspired, and ready to do what it takes to do what we want, to be our best selves. We will win. We will succeed. We will be happy. We will live in joy. We will be thankful. We will thrive and be abundant in all areas of our lives. Imagine that. Thank you for listening to BMM, the podcast. Connect with us at bmm@trinamall.com or follow us on Twitter X. Again, rate and review us on Apple and Google Podcasts, and please share this episode and all of BMM with others. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. Theodore Roosevelt. Because Monday is motivating. The future depends on what we do in the present. Gandhi. The second half.